This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're in juz number 6, alhamdulillah. Juz number 6 begins at the very end of Surah An-Nisa, which is the fourth chapter of the Quran. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by speaking about the innocence of Maryam alayha salam against the false accusations that were being circulated around her. And that Isa alayhi salam, also the false accusations that was made about him, his divinity, that he's the son of God, and all of these kind of false claims, these are put to rest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in particular pays close attention to the claim that Jesus was crucified and that theology of the cross. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ He wasn't killed, he wasn't put on the cross, and it was made to seem so. Allah speaks about this in great detail and puts an end to the discussion according to Muslims in our creed and theology. Allah then goes on to warn against those who take extremes in the religion. Ya أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ O people of the scripture, don't become extreme in your belief. Don't hold on to particular theologies that are not true. And that becomes something that is a central point that Allah warns our community as Muslims about indirectly. Allah then begins to speak about the prophets of Allah. These are all messengers of Allah. Allah gives an exhaustive list of many of the messengers of Allah that He has sent unto mankind, those that we know and those that we have not heard of. Allah then ends the surah very much in the same way that He began, by speaking about the oppression that is seen by some, and that the laws of inheritance are meant to ensure that women are given a share and an entitlement into the blessing that may arrive at the bereavement of one of their parents or spouses and so on, and that they are not to be overlooked and abused. Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth chapter, begins. And it begins with a very forceful statement where Allah speaks about وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ Be from those who maintain the contracts that you have promised. And Surah Al-Ma'idah is the last surah in the Qur'an that is revealed that speaks about laws and rules and regulations given to our ummah through the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And some of the stipulations and rules and regulations discussed in it are rules that relate to contracts, regulations, family life, marriage, divorce, ihram, pilgrimage, things that relate to sacrifice, and the obligations that we have to one another, to society, and even to those who are a part of our society who don't believe in what we believe, whether in our majority or in our minority in their lands. The very first verse begins, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ Maintain your contractual stipulations. This surah is very unique. It's got 18 ahkam, laws that are stated and instituted that abrogate or are not abrogated by any other place in the Qur'an. So for example, in the previous surah, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْتُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى Don't come to prayer if you're in a state of inebriation and intoxication. Here Allah definitively says, "Innaha," it's rijs, don't come near intoxicants. You're not allowed to consume it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 18 rules and regulations that undo others that are found in other places in the Qur'an. And there's no ruling in this surah that is abrogated by anywhere else, because it's one of the last chapters revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has in it the verses that relate It has in it verses that relate to how to make wudu, how to make ghusl, and the ahkam that relate behind them in their most generic sense. فَمْسِحُوا فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِأَرْجُلِكُمْ بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ and wipe your feet and wash your feet. All of that is found in this surah. Allah also then continues to speak about some of the injustices that occur, and one of the ones that He focuses on in particular is false testimony and breaking of contractual stipulations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ Establish with justice a statement of truth, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ Even if it is against yourself, even if it's against your family, even if it's against your loved ones. And this becomes a basic premise that justice is for all and it's not inclusive of the believers. Disbelief is something that is shown as being something that is critical to identify and be distant from. And Allah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا Surely they have disbelieved those who make a claim that God is a trinity, or that Allah is divisible, or that Jesus is the son of Allah. And it's a very strict and strong statement. The story of Cain and Abel is also discussed in the story in Surah Al-Ma'idah. نَبَأَ بْنَيْ آدَمَ إِذْ قُرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا. And Allah discusses that detail about the first murder, and that the Prophet ﷺ would later say, no one murders another except that the very initial murderer gets a share of that punishment for instituting that crime. Allah also then begins to speak about Moses, and Moses and his trial with the Israelites, not just with Pharaoh. When Moses would come to his people and say to them, "Udkhulul ard al-muqaddasa," come, let's enter the holy land, meaning we have to struggle for it, fight for it, and give our life for it if need be. قَالُوا إِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. You depart, you and your Lord, and fight on our behalf. We will remain here waiting. And it's an indirect way of Allah giving support to the Sahaba, who said to the Prophet ﷺ, we will not say to you what the people of Moses said to him. Rather, we will say to you, we will come with you, and we will strive for that which is right, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah also continues by speaking about the importance of charity and putting وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا, putting your trust in Allah, that it's not just about your numbers or your power or your authority or your strength or your economic prowess. Rather, it is about your faithfulness to Allah. And when there are times of stress, it is a time where Allah is making you ready for greater things in life. Allah then speaks about the sanctity of life, and He orders us to be from those who are very careful with the rights and responsibilities we give to one another. And Allah says, the one who gives one life, who saves a life, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, has given life to all of humanity. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ, and the one who brings death to a soul that has not been legislated, it is as if he had brought destruction to all of humanity. May Allah save us from that. Allah warns us about the evil of corruption. لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, don't destroy the earth and cause corruption in it, and murder and pestilence and destroying the environment and everything that surrounds us. Be from those who are balanced in that regard. Allah then continues to speak about the importance of revelation, and that revelation is the guiding force that Allah has sent for us in humanity, and to follow its governess. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, the one who doesn't give governess and rule and appreciate the power of what has been given in this revelation to guide humanity to that which is aright, then they are from those who have disbelieved, who have rebelled, and from those who are fasiq, those who have no deviated from a path of honor of truth. And therefore we sanctify the importance of the Quran and the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ as Muslims in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about joining in partnership with others against the believers. And Allah, this is a very contemporary issue in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, where they were warned to make alliances that would exclude other believers in that way. And finally, the surah, the juz number 6 comes to an end, where Allah begins to introduce Jesus alayhi salam and the struggles that he would endure and the false claims that were made against him, and that Jesus was a man and that he was a prophet and that he was a sign unto humanity, and he was the word of God being be and he was, become and he was created. All of that shows that he was not divine, and every miracle that Allah mentions about Jesus was something that was performed by other prophets as a miracle bestowed unto them by Allah. And this becomes clear in the opening of Juz number 7. I hope you'll join me for that, inshallah. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim with Juz number 6 of our daily tafsir, a Juz a day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.